cut it in half and make sandwiches out of it.
Is it good? Okay. And what would you call, would you have a name for a dish that's made out of cooking and cutting up hog liver, grinding it up? How about hog blood? How about taking souse, juice from souse and cornbread, and let me read the description because I don't know what it is, stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe hog meat and cooking it and then slicing it and frying it. Did you ever hear of doing that?
What?
Did you ever hear of scrapple? That's what I'm trying to describe. Okay. I don't think they do that in this part of the country. Do you know what you call thick, sour milk that you might keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
Did you ever hear of clabber?
Yeah, clabber.
What is clabber?
When it's spoiled or something.
So it's no good if it's clabber? Do you know what kind of cheese they used to make out of clabber?
Cheddar cheese?
Well, it's the kind of cheese that you can still buy in the store. It's a diet food.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's made out of clabber. A lot of people don't know that. Then if you just milked a cow, what would be the first thing you'd have to do with the milk to get the impurities out? You'd have to
pour it.
To pour it through a cloth to do what to it?
To get all the fat out.
What would you say you're doing? You're straining.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you know what you would call, it's like a pie, but it's in a deep dish and it has layers of fruit and dough? It doesn't have dough on the bottom.
Oh, pie.
It's might be an apple something or a peach something.
Peach cob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. And if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. And a sweet liquid that you might pour over cake or pie would be. You might have lemon something.
Icing.
Okay, good enough. And a little bit of food that you might eat between your meals would be a
snack.
Mm-hmm. And how about what you do with food? You say every morning I
eat.
Yesterday I
ate.
And I have. Okay. And I was talking about coffee earlier. How do you prepare coffee?
Put it in the pot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's your lunch bell, right? Well, why don't you go ahead to lunch? I think I've even not forgotten where we were in the space of half an hour. If you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself a what?
Drink of water.
And you'd put it in a?
Glass.
And if the glass fell off the sink, it would?
Break.
And yesterday it?
Broke.
And it has?
Broke.
Okay, now talking about the water, what you would do with it, you would?
Drink it.
Yesterday I?
Drank it.
I have.
Drink.
Mm-hmm. And if you had company for dinner and they were all standing up and you wanted them to be seated, you would say?
Please be seated.
What's another way of saying that?
You may sit down.
Okay. And so then they all?
Sat down.
And they have?
Sat down.
All right. And if you wanted them to start the food moving, you would say, go ahead and?
Eat.
Go ahead and blank yourself.
Go ahead and serve yourself.
Or another word. Starts with an H. Go ahead and
have dinner.
If somebody was chasing you, you might shout.
Hold it.
If you were in trouble, you might shout.
Help.
Yeah. So
help
go yourself. Ahead. Yeah. All right. So he
helped himself.
And he has
helped himself.
Good. Food. No, I was about to skip one there. If you were past something and you didn't want it, what would you say to the food? What would you say to refuse it?
I pass.
Okay. Then suppose you've had something for Sunday dinner and there was enough left to serve it again on Monday, you'd say we're having
leftovers.
Mm-hmm. And you put your food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Mm-hmm. And then after you chew it, you
digest it.
Well, first you have to
swallow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, did you ever have food that's made out of cornmeal and water that's boiled?